Two senior Veterans Affairs officials in the Philadelphia office have been suspended. The move comes after an audit found they charged subordinates money to attend a work-related party featuring a psychic doing readings. Both are on the VA payroll, while an internal review determines any disciplinary action. Sherry Cannon is a partner at the law firm Tully Rinke. In this week's Legal Loop, she joins me now with more about this case. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so my first question is, this suspension was made very public because VA notified Congress in a letter. Is this blowing it out of proportion? Does it seem to maybe prejudice everybody else against these two employees, that fact of making it so public?
Well, it is unusual, it is unusual in the government writ large to notify Congress of taking action against employees. But in this case, there's been so much criticism and congressional oversight of the VA, and I believe one of these individuals is a member of the senior executive service, that I believe VA and Congress are engaging in this manner when it comes to employee misconduct. So that the VA is reporting employee misconduct to Congress, especially with members of the senior executive service, from the point on when they had they started their troubles with the various offices across the country.
And so, in other words, it's almost like you have Congress and VA senior officials each diving for the gun to use in the firing squad.
Yes, I think that while it may be unusual, in this case, it's just a reporting requirement that they report, you know, who is involved in misconduct and sort of status. Congress won't really have a say in what happens to these individuals, but I think they are quite legitimately interested in how VA handles employee misconduct, given the situation across the country where it seems to have not been handled well at all.
All right, so let's get to the case itself. The facts are pretty clear that one supervisor asked employees to pay to attend a party where the entertainment was the wife of another senior official. On the face of it, is that pretty much a no-no on several counts?
Yes, each individual has committed a no-no on several fronts. The most egregious misconduct, which could get the individual fired if the VA is consistent with other cases that I have seen across the government, is the individual, I believe it's Mr. Hodge, who was failing to report his wife's income on his financial disclosure forms and to the Internal Revenue Service. That has, in other agencies, caused individuals to lose their jobs because you are falsifying your federal tax returns and your financial disclosure forms, which exist to be sure that you are not engaging in any conflict of interest, which, of course, the psychic business is not a conflict of interest. But it does, no matter how minor, require you report your spouse and your dependent children's income from sources so that the VA officials, ethics officials, can check whether or not there's a financial conflict of interest.
So, in other words, there were two things then that they didn't report. One was the income itself for income tax purposes, and the other was the financial reporting disclosure requirement.
Correct. And that has, in other cases that I have seen personally, gotten individuals removed from the federal service. That said, the other individual, this is not, people may like to think this is all much ado about nothing. A lot of times people have office parties both in the federal sector as well as in the private sector, and there's a few dollars charged for, you know, paper products or sometimes for soda and things like that. That is not what this is. Individuals felt compelled from the media accounts I saw, compelled to show up, to shell out $30, which is quite a bit of money, to support the activities of a colleague's spouse. That is not normal. That appears to be an abuse of the individual, Ms. Filipov, I believe is her name, authority over her subordinates. And no matter how much you want to say these activities are voluntary, as you know, people feel compelled to do what their supervisors asked them to do.
Yeah, that's Lucy Filipov. She was the assistant director, I guess acting director of the Philadelphia Regional Office, because the director was removed in another scandal.
Correct. And what's interesting about this case is, standing alone, this probably wouldn't make any kind of news or any kind of headlines. But what we've seen across the VA in the last year to year and a half is that people are being investigated or audited for one thing, which is legitimate management concerns about the management of the VA. And during those investigations or audits, other misconduct is coming out. And that is, in fact, what happens here.
And I'm curious as to why Gary Hodges' wife was not a better psychic who could have seen this coming, knowing there was a part.
Absolutely. If she really was quite the psychic, she would have realized that this was going to get somebody in trouble, including her spouse. You're absolutely right.
We're speaking with Sherry Cannon. She's a partner at the law firm Tully Rinke. And I wanted to ask you about the aspect of these two employees being on paid leave, because a paid leave is something that is at the agency's discretion. And if there's cause to think there was serious violation of employment laws, or in this case, laws, or not just rules and regulations, but federal law, that they can be suspended without pay?
Yes and no. Use of administrative leave is not encouraged, but it is condoned when you have individuals under investigation for serious allegations. While not paying income tax on your spouse's income could be a criminal act, the Justice Department has said that they are not going to prosecute this individual. So it's back to the VA for action. They cannot be suspended without pay in the absence of a belief that an individual could be imprisoned for a year or more. So they could, in fact, be on administrative leave for a short period of time. Administrative leave is not intended to keep people on leave for months and months and months. So if this does drag on for months and months and months, there is a valid criticism of the use of administrative leave. The use of time off without pay under the federal rules is very narrowly tailored to people who are engaging in criminal activity for which they could be imprisoned for more than a year. So the VA had two choices: put people on administrative leave or put them at a job where they can watch them and have them produce some work product. It is very difficult with senior executives and GS-15s to do that because they have specialized skills that involve supervising individuals. And in this case, of course, their infractions involve some of their supervisory activities, and that's probably not a good idea.
And who will decide what these sanctions are in this case?
Well, in the case of the GS-15, it should be, in this case, it's probably not, their supervisor, who was probably Mr. Hodge, or vice versa. So in the case of anybody below the level of the GS-15, it's usually the chain of command. At the VA, as you know, there's a new statute that is passed that provides the head of the Veterans Administration the authority, whether he chooses to exercise it or not in this case remains to be seen, to make a decision on whether a senior executive should be suspended or removed from the service for proven infraction.
And given the facts in this case, had it not been the VA but some obscure place in the federal government, what, in your experience, would you expect the sanction to actually be?
Well, if you split the individuals out, the individual who failed to file their federal income tax with appropriate spouse income and failed to, in fact, report their income, their spouse's income on their financial disclosure forms, there should be, and if it's consistent with other agencies across the government, there should be a lengthy suspension or conceivably, depending on this individual's record, prior record of discipline, prior record of performance, and other indicia of their rehabilitation, it could be up to a removal. In the case of the individual who was basically cajoling their employees into coming to a party and shelling out money, that should be a suspension of some type.
So, but not necessarily removal for good.
It could be, but that, given the context of the case where the other individual could have engaged in criminal activity, probably not. Now, that goes without saying that this is the Veterans Administration, and they're under an enormous amount of public and congressional scrutiny, and they could react in that manner, and it is conceivable that could be upheld by external boards.
And what appeal do they have? What happens if they are, say, given a long-term suspension or fired? They still have a right of appeal, even under the new law, correct?
Well, the FES does have a limited right of appeal to the MSPB, which has the shortened periods. The person who is not an FES has all of the appeal rights to which they are entitled to the board if they are a civilian that's entitled to board rights. Some VA employees are not, but let's assume that they are. If they are entitled to MSPB rights, they do have a full right to appeal to the to an administrative judge, then on to the full board in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals if they choose to do that.
And if someone ultimately does not prevail and is found to have been responsible for what they did and they get some kind of a sanction, whether a long suspension or whatever, could that also include a demotion? And could that mean they're no longer in the SES?
Yes. Yes. At any time you have proven employee misconduct, it's up to the agency's designated individual to hear these cases or to hear the particular case what sanction is appropriate. Demotion is always in the cards where you have supervisors who are, in this case, for instance, the woman exercised extremely poor judgment at a minimum in how she handled her subordinates on the request for the information. But demotion is always in the cards for somebody that's abusing their supervisory authority, and that's absolutely a possibility.
So, in other words, in some, the aftermath of the event, how you handle it also contributes to the seriousness of it.
Yes. There's always, obviously, whether people like to hear it or not, there's obviously always, when you have employees engaged in misconduct, a lengthy period of time where due process is being followed through. And there's often times when employees and management will settle their cases where employees agree to certain things, you know, to resign, to retire, to leave the federal government for good, to take a demotion, to take a lesser penalty in exchange for not appealing. That is common practice. I can't say that'll happen here. I can't say that VA would be engaged in that kind of discussion with any of these individuals. But it's always a possibility where this could be resolved, where the individuals take a punishment and there's no appeal.
Well, I hope it was a good party. Sherry Cannon is a partner at the law firm Tully Rinke. As always, thanks so much for shedding light on this for us.
No problem.